Hello?
Hi, Bill?
Yeah.
Hi, sorry to bother you. This is Jeff again, the guy that was talking to you last week. I received your email, and I was just wondering, you had said it was an outside contractor that it did the calculations and everything?
Well, on the airplane flight path, yeah.
You wouldn't happen to know who he was?
No, I do know who he was, but I'm not sure. I suspect you can find out from the report.
Oh, it'd be in the report somewhere?
I think so.
So it's not somebody that works for NIST or anything? It's just like an outside contractor?
Was hired to do the stuff. They did the airplane impact analysis for.
Was he with a company or something? Or that might be in the report? Or?
Yeah, or asked Fahim. He didn't work with me. He actually worked with Fahim.
Oh, he did. Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I know who it was, obviously, but I'm not sure. He's either a co-author or he probably shouldn't let you know who he is. Just because of the type of work he does.
Oh, yeah, so it's not like something I could just find, like...
Like I said, he's either in the report or asked by him. I just don't feel comfortable with really
okay.
Whatever, but...
Okay, well, I understand.
Author. I'm just not sure. Let me check real fast.
All right.
I don't know why you need to talk to him, because the answer is going to be everything he used came through me.
So basically, that's just he just triangulated the position out of like just by looking at the video, then.
Yeah, I mean that's what he does for a living. He tracks something, from videos, and that he applied that expertise to the airplane. Apparently, the analysis of the aircraft impacts is basically from that company. A whole bunch of names on there. I don't see the fellow actually. I don't know, did you go look up the picture by Carmen Taylor that I mentioned?
Yeah, I've seen hers too, yeah.
They were clearly shot from the same point. And I've talked to Carmen, and I know where she was. And she was in Battery Park.
She was just, like, on the ground in Battery Park?
Well, she claims in this news report I was telling you about that she was on the ferry, presumably near shore, presumably on shore. But, yeah, if you look at where the trees are, too, they have to be on that other side of that park. I don't know if you looked at the overhead videos. Overhead, there's a bunch of overhead shots that you can pick up both before and after the event on September 11th. And I've looked at those too the other day, and I can see the two buildings. And if you draw a line, you're pretty damn close to where I told you.
Yeah, like she had, I guess Carmen Taylor had said that she was waiting to board the ferry when she had taken the pictures.
That's what she said in her interviews. Paper. Now, she moved around, too. I was noticing that yesterday as well. I was looking at some of her photographs. And she was moving around as well during that time. But they're all shooting over top of trees, and a large number of trees. And the only place that could be true is on the other side of that, is right on the edge of the water at that park, in Battery Park. So
yeah.
I don't know where you guys are ending up lining up, but if you just draw those lines on the buildings, you got to be pretty close to where I told you.
Because the thing was is, when she says she's waiting to board the ferry's already left when the second impact occurred.
I don't know which ferry you're talking about. She could have been on the water, too. If she was, the ferry was going pretty much straight line to where it was heading. And
yeah.
It's also possible this guy could have been with her, but it's not very far off. Couldn't be very far off.
No, yeah, it's just there was just a big discrepancy with people trying to go there and get the same shot. But
that's
I don't
interesting,
know.
You know. I'd like to see what you did, but I don't need to. But can't be that far off. It's just a matter of getting those two buildings lined together.
Yeah, and just like the fact that Mr. Hezekani won't say anything is just, it's peculiar. Like, a lot of people seem to think that the video is fake. Because if you look at the video...
Within hours, how could it be fake?
Well, if you look at the video of the plane going in, it's physically impossible for the plane to just go into the building like that. It doesn't break, it doesn't, crumble or anything. It just kind of goes in. And even when you watch the video in slow motion, you see the wings going in, and the building where the wings go in are still intact until after it goes in. It's like the whole plane's kind of like already in there, and there's nothing wrong with the building, and like as soon as the plane would hit the building, there should be an explosion. The wings should break. The tail section should be breaking or crumpling or something. And it just kind of seamlessly melds into the building.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I looked at the same stuff. I've seen exactly the same thing in 15 other videos. I don't see how they all could fake it. I guess that would be my only.
Yeah, well, that's a big question a lot of people have. But then when you start to look at the people that...
Canadian one, it shows exactly the same thing.
Yeah, but all these people have this weird thing in common where they're all, like, involved with digital manipulation in their jobs and everything.
Oh, okay. See, it sounds like you're on you're one of the conspiracy people, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. You guys are welcome to take a look at this stuff. But I'd say, you know, go through and look at what's in our reports. There's information in there about the size of the hole that was poked in the building compared to the aircraft size. I've looked at all those videos. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and including a lot of the news people that were involved in this stuff and how they upload things and where things come from.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did it ahead of time, then they did a pretty good job of figuring out where the thing was going to hit, put it that way. And if they did it afterwards, I just don't think that's feasible. I don't know how many we had. I think we had 27 or something, ultimately, was showing the airplane coming in. A number of photographs. Carmen Taylor's photograph is totally consistent with video as well.
Yeah, that would be like another thing is how the camera that she had, how would she be able to get a picture of the plane that clear going over 500 miles an hour? It's just like, I don't know. She'd have to be a
bright
pretty
day.
Good...
A lot of people got, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. All I can say to you is I've looked at it pretty hard. I've seen no indication of anything being fabricated. That's all I can say.
Yeah. There's just some strange anomalies that just are questionable, but I don't know. I guess maybe one day we'll know the answer.
I don't think you ever will, just because it was, I firmly believe that none of it was staged. And stage it would just be an incredible, pick the right spot on the building, have something crash into it, and as many videos as there are, you're really pushing to try to get. Now, there were people in New Jersey, there were people in Brooklyn, there were people in Queens, and they all aren't professionals, by the way.
Well, true, yeah, but there's also, like, when you look at some of the videos, the planes are coming in at different angles than other videos and stuff, like, it just...
A lot of parallax effects, but, you know, the one shot from below, the one shot off the building, all these pictures are in our report from all these different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, the guy who did the analysis of the aircraft trajectory was a professional.
Yeah.
And there were no indications of things that he said that would line up and give the right answer. So I don't have any problem with it. I know you guys are still trying to figure out what you're seeing, and I don't blame you because I looked at it too, and to me it's still amazing that the building just ate the plane. It's amazing that the fires didn't start initially when it first went through. You guys are correct about that. Obviously, the fuel got pretty deep into the building before there was an ignition source. And it's miraculous when you look at it. Both planes were the same way, and I still feel the same way. But the analysis we did on aircraft impact said that if you had fuel tanks that were fully loaded, that's exactly what you might expect to see.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't tell you any more about that, but that's exactly. I don't find it to be inconsistent. I've probably looked at it just as hard as you guys have.
You've like slowed it down and everything, and
oh yeah,
step by
step. I measured the plane speeds by doing frame by frame analysis. I did a whole range of things. All that stuff described in various places. I'm not telling you anything that's not publicly available.
No, I understand. Yeah. Okay, well, like I said, thank you very much for the time that you took to talk to me and
okay,
sending me an
email. Okay, good luck with what you're trying to do.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.